Last fall, a study out of Puerto Rico's El Yunque National Forest revealed that 98% of the ground insect population had vanished over the course of 35 years. It's an astounding loss of life for a population central to the fabric of El Yunque. But the problem extends far beyond Puerto Rico. Insect populations all around the globe are being decimated, and some researchers believe that warming temperatures are to blame. David Wagner is a professor of ecology and evolutionary biology at the University of Connecticut. David, thanks for joining us.
Happy to do so.
I mentioned El Yunque at the top. It's a place that I have been to. I have relatives and family in Puerto Rico. It's gorgeous. What impact does it have for a rainforest, in this case, to lose almost its entire insect population?
Well, the big thing I think right away is that insects are really what tether together food webs. So if you pull out the insects, you start losing the birds. And I can't imagine a forest without birds. I mean, that's what we think of when we think of rainforests. We think of beautiful frogs and lizards, and it would just become as if it were the inside of a greenhouse or something. It's quite alarming.
What about globally? We know that El Yunque is just one example of this, but what is the insect population globally, and how concerned should we be about it?
Well, that's the $20,000 question. We don't know. So there's reports from Northern Europe. They're absolutely frightening. And there's minor reports from California's Central Valley, the Great Plains, New England here. But there's a new report out of Costa Rica by Dan Jansen that's absolutely frightening, talking about the diminishment of dragonflies, of butterflies. And of course, the most important thing, at least in terms of our food and our health and our well-being, would be the loss of pollinators, bees.
Is it possible that there could be other factors, or is climate change really the main driver for this population decrease?
Well, actually, it's contentious what's going on in Puerto Rico. So there's other scientists that feel differently about what's going on. I mean, there's lots of possibilities, and sometimes it's hard to differentiate weather from climate, but they're two very different things. And so the data in that Puerto Rican study could have actually been driven by hurricanes and recent phenomena. So other factors that are very, very important, agricultural intensification. Agriculture has become very nature unfriendly. And when you have large areas of the planet planted like our Great Plains, nature suffers. The same thing is going on in California's Central Valley. The decline I mentioned in Costa Rica appears to be driven perhaps mostly by climate change. As the planet warms up, clouds are driven off the top of mountains, and these organisms that were bathed in water and fog and clouds are now being exposed to droughts and fires, and it's absolutely catastrophic.
You said that losing insects also affects the ecosystem, including many of the animals, the pollination, the plants. What impact, sadly, will this have on humans?
Well, the first and the one that we already mentioned is we have to have pollinators. So many of our plants across this planet are pollinated by bees. We can't do that ourselves. So that's enormous. We need bugs to eat other bugs. We need bugs for biological control to control pests. And so we might have to have more pesticides without bugs. The bad bugs would thrive, or potentially some of those. And we don't want more pesticide residues on our food.
David, I'm wondering, once a population of an insect population is gone, is it gone forever? Are there ways to bring it back? Or are we really facing the extinction here of critical insect species?
Well, we're entering what they call the Anthropocene. We're seeing extinction almost on a monthly basis at this point in time. And gone is gone, at least with present technology. The important thing is actually before a species goes extinct is when it was common and abundant. And that's when its fate is tied to all the other species in the ecosystem. They're all webbed together. And so those are the things that you're breaking when a species goes from being super abundant and 100 species depend on it to, let's say, the last 5 individuals. Once it's down to 5, it doesn't matter really ecologically or evolutionarily. All those links and all of that nature is broken. So we have to think about conservation and what we're doing in a different light. We have to protect the common species. Those are the ones that provide our ecosystem services. They provide food. They clean our water. They recycle in our yards and get nutrients pumped back into the system.
David Wagner is a professor of ecology and evolutionary biology at the University of Connecticut. David, thank you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.